eat.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, April 27th. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96, and the dew point is 36 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The NFL draft starts today. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Kansas City, Missouri is the center of the football universe as the NFL draft begins today. Kansas City, Kansas will also see a substantial financial boost. KSNT reports that Governor Laura Kelly says the state could see well over $100 million in positive monetary impact. And the minute the fans land at the Kansas City airport, they'll be receiving push notifications and ads about the sports betting opportunities available in Kansas, as well as other attractions the state has to offer. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The city of Manhattan will get a $1.5 million Building Stronger Economy, or BASE grant, for the build-out of the Garage Entrepreneur and Innovation Center. The garage will be on the first floor of the city-owned Aggieville parking structure and will serve as an entrepreneurial hub. The city intends to work with K-State Innovation Partners to finish out that space. The Kansas Department of Commerce and the city of Manhattan made the announcement on Wednesday. No word yet on a projected opening date. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns? There are many reasons Kansans leave their jobs. Thanks to a coordinated care team, you could be eligible to receive the tools and strategies needed to stay at work or return to work after an injury or illness and reap the rewards that come from meaningful employment. RetainWorks is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit RetainWorks.org for more.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas lawmakers failed to revive a bill that would allow local school districts to adopt gun safety training in schools. The House voted 83-41, falling one vote shy of the constitutional majority needed to override Governor Kelly's veto of the bill. The bill would have required the State Board of Education to set guidelines for a standardized firearm safety training program for K through 12 schools. For kindergarten and grades 1 through 5, the program would be based off of the National Rifle Association's Eddie the Eagle program, which teaches kids to stop and tell an adult when they encounter a gun. The proposal passed the Senate with a veto-proof majority last month, but failed to obtain a veto-proof vote in the House when it initially passed. During debates, opponents said the bill puts the responsibility on kids to know what to do when encountering a gun, as opposed to holding adults responsible. However, supporters argue that the bill would allow kids to effectively learn what to do when they do come across a firearm. A Kansas board decided on Wednesday that high schools and middle schools must see transgender athletes' first birth certificates to decide what teams they can join. The Kansas State High School Activities Associations, or KSHSAA, Executive Board took a key step in helping the state enforce a ban on female transgender athletes in girls' and women's sports. It replaced a policy that allowed decisions to be made by athlete with one that says that transgender girls will not be allowed to compete on girls' teams starting July 1st. The new policy follows a law enacted by the Republican-controlled legislature earlier this month over a veto from Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new Kansas State High School Activities Association policy is tied to a requirement for an annual physical for students seeking to participate in sports in 7th through 12th grade, and the KSHSAA has said that 3 transgender girls competed in sports during the current school year. The KSHSAA's executive board also revised the form for reporting results from students' physicals to list the sex assigned to a student at birth instead of just sex. The new association policy anticipates that the birth certificate closest to a student's birth will govern, and if that isn't available, a student will be examined by a doctor. And if neither method settles the issue, then a student would compete either on a boys' team or a co-ed team. Bill Faflick, the KSHSAA's executive director, told the executive board that they needed to make sure they had a policy that their member schools could follow that meets the letter of the law as well as a philosophical basis. Kansas lawmakers have failed to override Governor Kelly's veto of a bill that would get rid of the 3-day grace period for advance mail-in ballots. The Senate voted 25-15 on Wednesday, failing to reach the constitutional majority needed to override the governor's veto. Senate Bill 209 would have eliminated the 3-day grace period for advance voting ballots, requiring all advance voting ballots to be returned by 7 p.m. on Election Day. During debates earlier this year, some Republicans argued that the change would boost voter confidence in elections. However, some Democrats argued the grace period should stand so that mail has time to be processed at the post office. National Sorghum Producers Chairman Craig Meeker, a sorghum farmer from Wellington, testified in front of the House Agriculture Committee Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities, Risk Management, and Credit during a hearing on producer perspective on the 2023 Farm Bill. Meeker's testimony highlighted Farm Bill priorities for the nation's sorghum farmers, focusing on the importance of the Title I safety net, crop insurance, and congressionally authorized ad hoc assistance. Meeker told the panel farmers and ranchers need a strong farm safety net to provide predictability and certainty for producers and lenders. Meeker said it's clear that more resources will be necessary to enact a strong farm bill this year, as there's simply a major shortfall in safety net funding compared to historical levels. And cost of production has similarly increased, rising at least 50% in most cases and upwards of 100% in others. He said while the changes in the 2018 Farm Bill have been helpful, given the level and speed at which costs have increased, statutory PLC reference prices are now far too low to provide effective support in light of the many risks facing farmers in 2023. Meeker also reaffirmed support for crop insurance, stating that he would not be the sixth generation on his family farm without it. He said while the tool has been critical in helping sorghum farmers manage the ongoing drought conditions decimating the sorghum belt, availability of products and ratings can have a very local impact on plantings, which is an area the committee can take measure to improve. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that 46-year-old Elizabeth Padilla has been accused of robbing 3 Lincoln gas stations this month. Around 9 p.m. on Saturday, a woman, later identified as Padilla, entered the Super C near 21st and G Streets and pulled out a knife. She then left the store with an unknown amount of money, and by the time officers arrived, Padilla was nowhere to be found. On Sunday, officers found Padilla in a vehicle, which had been stolen earlier that day, in an alley near 18th and F Streets. And when the officers ordered her to come out, Padilla drove off and rammed into a police cruiser. According to police, officers didn't find Padilla again until Monday when she was spotted in the vehicle near 17th and D Streets. As an officer followed the vehicle, Padilla stopped, got out, and ran away. And after a short chase, the officer was able to catch up to Padilla and take her into custody. Police say that Padilla was also involved in robberies that happened on April 12th at 2 Lincoln gas stations. She was arrested on suspicion of robbery, use of a weapon to commit a felony, and attempted second-degree assault on an officer. Last week, state senators voted 33-14 to pass Legislative Bill 77, which would allow Nebraskans to carry a concealed handgun without a permit. And Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed the permitless concealed carry bill into law on Tuesday. Pillen invoked the Nebraska Constitution, saying it's Nebraskans' right to bear arms for security, self-defense, hunting, recreational use, and all other lawful purposes. To buy a firearm right now, you must go through a background check, and if you want a handgun, get a purchasing permit. Anyone who legally owns a gun can openly carry in the state, and until the bill goes into effect in September, you have to get another permit to conceal your weapon. When the bill takes effect in September, Nebraska will become the 27th state that allows people to carry a concealed handgun without a permit. The Nebraska State Patrol is warning of a new scam that involves tricksters impersonating the patrol. In a press release, the patrol said it has received multiple reports of scammers spoofing the agency's phone number. Scammers will use any method they think may work to try to steal your money or personal information, and scammers often attempt to pose as a trusted entity, such as law enforcement. In this case, they're posing as Nebraska State Patrol representatives. People have received calls that appear to come from patrol offices in Grand Island and Lincoln. Scammers have tried to steal personal information by telling the victim they have active warrants or need to pay a fine. The Nebraska State Patrol never calls members of the public regarding payment of fines or active warrants, and they urge the public to be vigilant with any such phone call and never give out personal information in those cases. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment joined Governor Kelly and the National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children in highlighting the risks and challenges facing children whose caregivers misuse drugs and sharing opportunities for communities to collaborate on innovative programs to identify, protect, and support those children. In Kansas, an estimated 140,860 children live in environments where their parent or caregiver has a substance use disorder. And an estimated 5,155 Kansas infants are born exposed to substances yearly. In December, Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment would receive nearly $3 million from the U.S. Department of Justice to better identify and support children exposed to drugs, increase public safety, and reduce overdose death. Those efforts are part of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's All Hands on Deck, or Drug Endangered Children in Kansas, project. Joan Duvey, MD, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment state health official, said the All Hands on Deck funding is an investment in Kansas children and a lifeline for family members with substance use disorder. The funds will provide the support needed to implement the DEC coalitions in six communities, focusing on populations disproportionately impacted by substance use disorder and drug overdose. The initiative will help to increase education and awareness of drug endangered children and connect people to resources. You can learn more about national initiatives and find tools to make a difference in your community by visiting nationaldec.org. The Kansas Insurance Department and the Office of the Kansas State Treasurer have received reports of a mail scam circulating in multiple Kansas counties, and these letters claim to be from an attorney with law firms located in Canada, stating that there are millions of dollars in an unclaimed life insurance policy available. The sender then asked the recipient of the letter to partner with them to claim the money. However, Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and Treasurer Stephen Johnson are advising Kansans that these letters are a scam and to not contact the sender. Schmidt said that unfortunately scams like this are nothing new, and if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. She said you should always be cautious of any unsolicited offer that promises no risk but requires your personal information before you can claim an alleged benefit. Johnson stated that there are no fees associated when locating unclaimed property, including old life insurance policies that have been remitted to their office. And while they may follow up to request additional information to verify your claim, those letters will come directly from their office, not from a third party. He added that you can always contact their office to verify that a letter is authentic. There are legitimate ways to check for both a life insurance policy benefit and unclaimed property through valid sources. Kansans can locate a life insurance policy using the National Association of Insurance Commissioners Life Insurance Policy Locator, and to check for unclaimed property in you or a loved one's name, you can visit the Treasurer's Unclaimed Property Division at kansascash.ks.gov/up_main or call 785-296-4165. To report suspected insurance fraud, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Anti-Fraud Division at 785-296-5203. The Kansas Department of Transportation has begun a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along K-9 in Norton County. The crews are surveying the North Fork Solomon Drainage Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles east of the K-173 junction. The activities include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in mid-July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. And John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have macaroni and cheese, Little Smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be turkey and noodles, whipped potatoes, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheesy chicken bake, bread, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the Norton Community High School Tech Fair at Fort Hays State University. At 9 a.m., the high school varsity golf at Trigo. At 10 a.m., the junior high track at Trigo. At 10:30 a.m., the FFA Northwest District Banquet, and at 3:30 p.m., the high school track at Trigo. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 71 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 1 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., and then showers after 4 a.m., with increasing clouds and a low around 42. We should have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 70%. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 58 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 32 and breezy, with winds northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that could be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 74 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 67. On Monday, sunny with a high near 67. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 73. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.95, and the dew point is 36 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Royals dropped their series finale to the Arizona Diamondbacks as they fell 2-0 at Chase Field on Wednesday afternoon. Ryan Yarbrough was tasked with his first start of the season and pitched well for the Royals. Yarbrough went 4 innings against Arizona and allowed just 1 run on 4 hits. He also walked 1 and struck out a pair. The Royals bullpen held up well in relief of Yarbrough. Amir Garrett allowed 1 run in his 1 inning of work, but the bullpen stood tall the rest of the way as 3 relievers combined to allow just 1 hit for the final 3 innings with a combined 5 strikeouts. After a hit-filled victory on Tuesday night, the Royals' bats fell silent in Game 3. The Royals collected just 5 hits on the day and stranded 7 runners as the team went 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. The Royals now head up to Minnesota to begin a 4-game series with the Twins, who lead the AL Central at the moment. Zach Greinke will head to the mound this evening for Game 1 against Tyler Mahle for the Twins. First pitch is set for 6:40 p.m. from Target Field in Minnesota. KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. Some much-needed rain fell across southwestern Kansas yesterday. We saw over 1.3 inches in Dodge City. That mid-level trough responsible for the precipitation now making its way further eastward across the southern plains. Meanwhile, scattered showers are wrapping around that in parts of south-central and southeastern Kansas, and those will push on off to the east as we go throughout the day. Another system is going to be moving in from the northwest tonight. Chances of showers and a few thunderstorms with that winding down later on Friday. Temperatures running cooler, then high pressure building in for the weekend. A dense fog advisory in effect this morning in northwest Kansas with a high today near 70, partly cloudy, and 68 in north central Kansas. In northeast Kansas, a chance of a shower this morning with a high 65, partly cloudy in southwestern Kansas today with a high in the upper 60s. In south central Kansas, scattered showers continue this morning, clearing this afternoon with a high 62, and a few storms today in southeast Kansas with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, wholesale choice beef got above the 308 level, and it could go higher, has the potential to go higher once again. And cash cattle trade, probably not done for the week, trading at a little bit lower, 172, but wouldn't be surprised to see it firm up somewhat here today and tomorrow. Hog futures, somewhat unexplainable as to why it kept some of their strength yesterday. Weakness across the grain market, overnight trade, wheat down 12 to 13 cents, old crop corn down 5, new crop down 3.5, and soybeans, old crop down 8, and the new crop is down 9, as rain still potentially in the forecast for the Southern Plains areas. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support,